This morning we washed ourselves, we perfumed ourselves, we dressed our best clothes, and we came to this masjid and we made extra takbir and made 2 rakats of salat. After my brief talk, we will go back to our homes from another road than which we came from. And then the rest of the 3 days, we will rejoice. But that is not the meaning of Eid al-Adha. Today we are celebrating death, martyrdom, to give what we esteem, we like best for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. In the Quran al-Kareem, we are called Millati Ibrahim. It is the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam that we are celebrating today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that every child who is born to this world is born as a Muslim with the nature of a Muslim. Then depending where he or she is born and depending on the families which they are born into, they call themselves either a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or something else. When a child is born, when we were born, and when we came to an age that we realize that we are different from the dogs and the cats and the sheep, that we are a human being. There is an inner voice which speaks to us and which says to us, to all of us, when we are little, seek, try to know where you came from, where you are to end, and who you are. That is the seed of Iman. And like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he did, we look at the stars, at night we see the moon, and we say, perhaps this is God, but then the moon disappears and the sun comes out, which is bigger. This must be God, but that also disappears. We realize that everything disappears, that all is temporal. The green leaves will fall so soon and the trees will be there. And when we realize the temporality of everything, including ourselves, we hear an other inner voice which says to us, Taslim, submit. Submit to the Eternal One. Hazreti İbrahim Aleyhisselam is a prototype of a human being. This what happened to him happened in the history of humankind. First man believed that the moon was God. Then the ancient Egyptians, they believed that the sun was God. Then finally the ancient Greeks, they thought that intelligence was the God. They weren't far from the truth. And Hazreti Ibrahim Aleyhisselam broke the pagan symbols. Nimrod, who was a tyrant king at his time, who claimed to be God, Hazreti Ibrahim told him that he was not God. And as a punishment, Hazreti Ibrahim was caught and put in a catapult, and they built a whole big area of fire, and they threw him at the sky, flying towards the fire. Jibril alayhi salam came to him and said, "Ya Ibrahim, shall I report what is happening to you to Allah Ta'ala?" And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Nay, Allah Ta'ala sees what is happening to me, and He does whatever He wills to me. For that Allah Ta'ala made the fire into a fragrant rose garden and descended Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam slowly to the rose garden. Now that, ibadallah, to accept what Allah Ta'ala ordains for us, whether it is higher or whether it is shared, whether it is health or whether it is sickness, whether it is wealth or whether it is poverty, when that will become equal to us, and when not only it will become equal to us, but it will be pleasing to us. That is called Maqam Ibrahim. That is called Maqam Rida. To be pleased with whatever Allah Ta'ala ordains for us. That, and then we become truly Muslims. Are we like this? Maybe we are not. So today is to reflect what happened later to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when dearer to his life, he was ordered in a dream to sacrifice his son for Allah Ta'ala. When Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was a tiny child, he took him by the hand and brought him to sacrifice him. And he talked to the child and he said, "Ya Ismail, Allah Ta'ala has ordered me to sacrifice you for him. What do you say?" "My father, do what Allah Ta'ala tells you to do, and inshallah he will find me of the patient one. Are we ready to sacrifice our lives to burn in the Namrud's fire? Are we ready to sacrifice what is dearest to us, our children, for Allah Ta'ala's sake? This is what one has to reflect today. This is what we are celebrating today. But in reality, it is neither the sacrifice of one's life or the sacrifice of one's child's life. It is to sacrifice our nafsi ammara, our ego. It is only then we will achieve the closeness of Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on Ummat Muhammad. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. You have created us in your own image, and you have no image. You have created us and taught us your sacred names, your Asma'ul Husna. You have made us your Khalifa in this world. You have said that I have created you to us for me, and I have created everything else for you. For all that honor, Ya Rab, we have failed. We haven't responded. Ya Rab, have mercy on us. There must be one amongst us who stretches his arms of his heart and beg you to give him the strength of Iman to be able to strive to receive your Rida. Ya Rabbi, for his sake, and for the sake of the ones who love you, and for the sake of the ones who you love, the best of whom is Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ya Rabbi, for the Qurbiya of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and for the Siddiq, and for the sacrifice, and for the patience of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, and for the secret in the shed blood of our Qurban. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. Ya Rabbi, give us the strength of Iman to strive to reach the level of Maqam Ibrahim and Maqam Rıza. Ya Rabbi, once Ummat Muhammad was united, and when you were united, we were beautiful, we were wise, we were generous, we were kind. All the world looked up to us, and they even tried to imitate us, and they loved us, and also, Ya Rab, they feared us.
Oh, that's the
pre-drill. Ya Rab, 1.5 billion of us there is on the face of this planet today. And we are like a broken mirror in 1.5 billion pieces. Yesterday in Arafat, your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a Muslim is a brother to a Muslim, and all of you is one single nation. Ya Allah, bring back those days to us, although we are unworthy, God, of the bring back the unity and the wisdom and the beauty and the kindness and the generosity back to Islam.
Amen.
There's another.